India is one of the world's emerging economic giants, and life there is changing rapidly as the country leaves behind many of its traditions and embraces all things modern. Some call it the New India, but not everything about this New India is better than the Old India, the traditional India. That's what the BBC's Judy Swallow discovered in Kolkata when she took a break for a cup of tea. It's called chai there, and it's not exactly what you imagine when you think of tea.
Chai! Chai lo! Chai! Chai! Chai!
Did you hear that? It's the hawker's call you'll hear all over India. Chai, chai, tea, tea. It'll wake you on every train journey, pursue you in parks, and greet you, like here, at stalls on every street corner. I'm watching the chai waller, as they're called, brewing it up in front of me. He's got this great battered vat of hot water, into which he's chucked a bag of milk powder, another bag of sugar, and some stewed tea. In it all goes, and it stews up for about half an hour more until you have this sweet, cloying mix. Mmm! Now, that might not be tea to your taste, but believe me, after a sleepless night on an Indian train, you'll get it. And for many of those drinking here with me, the rickshaw pullers and the market porters, this cloying caffeine hit is all they'll have to keep going all day. These stalls, that recipe, are the same all over India. What's different here in Kolkata is the chai is still served in these tiny, crude, traditional red clay cups. And when you're finished, you just throw them down on the pavement and smash them. Now, that might sound like the worst kind of littering, but it's not. It is the perfect green model, because these cups are so lightly fired, they just dissolve in the heat or in the monsoon rains. That's how it used to be all over India. Railway tracks were lined in red from cups thrown out the windows. But these little cups didn't fit the face of New India. Everywhere else, they disappeared, replaced by plastic. And this is the result. This park is lined with a mountain of these little plastic monstrosities. The habit of slurping and tossing hasn't changed, but these cups, of course, don't melt back into Indian soil. And hundreds of millions are sold daily. It's an ecological nightmare. And there's more to this story than just going back to the past to be green. A lot of India's poor got left behind in the New India. I've come to a slum at the back of the red light district of Kolkata. The three Prajapati brothers, Ashok, Ajay and PJ, have set up their workshop. For them, it is their future and their kids' future. They come from a village in India's poorest state, neighbouring Bihar. They're potters, but plastic put them out of business there. So they've come here, and business is booming. Ashok, can you tell me, how many of these cups do you actually manage to make in a day?
400 to 500 cups per day.
What about your sons? Do you want your sons to be potters like you?
His
sons are studying now, but he doesn't want his son to be in this profession because he knows the pitfalls of it. Because in this profession, he will not get so much amount of money.
Ashok and his brother's kids go to school, unlike many poor village kids in India who have to work for the family to survive. And it's all thanks to these little clay cups. And if you're wondering about the taste, yep, you can taste the clay. There's usually a bit of grit at the bottom of every cup. But most Kolkatans like it that way. It's part of the experience. You taste Mother India. And as well as helping people like Ashok, Mother India doesn't get trashed. For the world, this is Judy Swallow in Kolkata, India.
You can see what those disposable clay cups look like. We have pictures at theworld.org.